I'm about to lose my thing here. Good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And we're glad to have you, whether you are with us in these pews or on Zoom, or whether today or throughout the week, we are glad that you're here. A couple of announcements that I have. So next week, November 2nd, is our budget meeting. We had planned to have the bylaws available as well to vote on, but that's not going to happen. So it will just be a budget meeting and approving the slate of officers. So it shouldn't take real long. And to that end, we need volunteers for committees. There are several committee vacancies that are still open, and we will share those in the newsletter, because there was still some confirmation that needed to happen with some of that. So we will share those in the newsletter this coming week. And I invite you to prayerfully consider being on one of our committees. Those are the announcements that I have. What other announcements do we have to share today? Beck is coming up.
Good morning. Reach Waupun, trick or treat for Reach Waupun. Reach is a nonprofit organization kind of run through the schools anonymously. The families do have to apply and show that they have a monetary need. So today's trick or treat for Reach Waupun will be held after the service during fellowship hour. The kids are going to go around with these little cups that say trick or treat for Reach. And we're asking you to donate just your spare change in your wallet. Both paper and coins will be accepted. Thank you.
Thanks. And how can you say no to adorable children? Anything else this morning? Then in that case, let's share the peace of Christ with one another.
Now I can see you. Good morning, everybody. Please rise if you are able, and I see most of you are. So join me in the call to worship. God, not by our strength, but by your grace we come. Not because of our righteousness, but in your grace you love us. Not by our effort, but by your Spirit in us, our praise overflows. We thank you. We bless you. We worship you. Please join me in the opening prayer. God of love, divine friend, our hearts are open to you. If a thought crosses our minds, you are present and are ready to hold it for us. There is no emotion radiating from our souls that is too heavy or painful for you. Your Spirit encourages our dreams as we seek to find ways to build your realm here on earth. May we work side by side, co-creating a world of possibilities where all experience your love and joy. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 721. Come, ye thankful people, come.
You may be seated.
They're going to help me reenact a story, and this is going to be a really tough concept, I think, for some of them. So bear with me. I'm not sure if it's going to backfire or not. All right. I have a whole bunch of coins here. Shekels from biblical times. They were called shekels when Jesus was on earth and helping spread the good news about God.
Yeah, so, that's kind of a funny word, isn't it?
Shekels.
Shekels. Say it with me. Shekels.
Yeah. So you guys got awesome costumes, by the way.
Yeah, love them.
I'm dressed up as a Sunday school teacher today. That's my costume.
I have a really good costume. I'm dressed up as a pastor.
You
know,
like it? He just
the whole thing.
On a stole
I just throw on a stole and you know, but and my costume is often different every week if you pay attention.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so today we're going to reenact this story because there's a story in biblical times about this woman who gave two coins to the church. We're going to give it to Reachable Pond today. We're going to have one of these cups that say trick or treat for Reachable Pond. And then there was a rich guy who gave a lot more coins than two. So I need six kids up here. I need three of you to be the rich guys. All right. Well, let's do this.
It's easy to volunteer to be the rich person, right?
If you hold a whole bunch, put both hands out, let him hold his own. There you go. You have so much.
So much you can't even hold them all.
You're the rich one. Okay. Can't we have, we can't have all the Dukat, just be the rich guys, can we? All right.
Let's I'm going to sneak here. By your foot
Thanks,
here,
Liam. Maybe. Okay, Liam, you're one of the poor guys. You get two, okay? Jasper, you get two also. You're one of the poor people.
I've got three here.
Trey, you can be one of the poor people. You were one of the poor people, too, though.
Yeah, I'm one of the poor people,
too. You got three, though.
I got three, so I'm a little less poor.
You're a little less poor than some of the poor people, so we don't need these anymore. Okay. So, this story, this rich man, he donates to the church, and he's really proud of himself. He kind of brags, and he drops, like, 5 or 6 coins. Can I get 5 or 6 from the rich people? You have so many, you're going to drop out of your hand. You want some help? Make one more. There you go. Okay. Not yet. All right. Can you give me 5? Can I help you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you still have a bunch? No? You still have a bunch, don't you? Still have a big handful? You can't hold them. Do you still have a lot? You still have a lot? All right. Okay. And he was, the three rich people are like bragging that they dropped, and he made noise.
Oh boy,
and make,
and they're still dropping them. They're still, they have so much, they're still dropping them.
Yeah, and he bragged that he was able to give a pretty decent donation to the church. In this case, rich with us. And then the poor woman comes up, and she gave both of her coins, even though that's all she had. Can you put both of them in, please? Thank you. Where's my other Jasper? Where's my other Porky? And all of yours. And all of yours. There you go. Now,
you got nothing left.
This is the hardest question. I'm going to solicit some responses. So who, which one of you guys gave more? The rich people who gave 5, or the poor people who gave everything they had? What is your thought?
The rich people.
Yeah, because they gave 5, not 2. Okay. What is your thought? Anybody else? What do you think?
I think it's the poor people.
You think it's the poor people. What do you think, Liam? Because you gave everything you had, or because they gave 5 and you only gave 2? What do you think? Is this a trick question? It is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
The poor people.
Poor people, because they gave everything they had. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's the poor people that actually gave more. Mava's right as far as 5 coins versus 2 coins.
Right.
But the three that were poor and gave everything they had gave more percent.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Good job. We'll say a prayer, and we'll just take those coins back with us, and I'll collect them after the prayer. Or should I collect them before the prayer, before they crawl over?
Yeah, why don't we collect them before the prayer? Okay. And this is our plug, congregation. We want your real coins in our buckets today, right? We want as many of your real coins or your cash or whatever as we can get, because Reach Waupun is a truly worthy cause, right? So let's pray together. I'm going to say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God,
thank you for teaching us
how to be generous
with what we have.
Some people give a lot. Some people give a little. But I'll give something.
Help us.
Share your love.
Wherever we go.
No matter what we have.
No matter what costumes we're wearing.
Amen.
fun. Thanks, y'all.
Our first scripture this morning is from Psalm 84, verses 1 through 7. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. Our second scripture is from 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 and 16 through 18. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first defense, no one came to support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Here ends the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. My friends, let's pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So I love working with this year's confirmation class. We have six students who each have a faith partner who serves as a mentor of sorts for the student on the journey. This week we finished our conversation on the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we started a conversation about heaven and hell and salvation. We told the students that there are a wide variety of beliefs about whether heaven and hell are literal places and how or if we know who goes to heaven. We talked about how we rely on God for strength in difficult times, which parallels quite well to what we'll be talking about today. Now, I have to let you in on a little game that I'm playing with the confirmands today. I heard this done by a colleague once, and I knew that I had to try it. I asked each of the six confirmands to give me one random word that I had to try to fit into my sermon. They didn't know anything about what I'm preaching on today, and I hadn't started the sermon before confirmation, so you're going to hear some strange words that you probably wouldn't expect to hear. One pastor colleague on the Disabilities Ministries board told me, "You're going to regret this." And I will say that I probably won't be doing this again for a while, But it was a fun little experiment, so just kind of bear with me and all that. But I also want to tell you that the discussions that we have every 2 weeks when we meet assure me over and over that as long as these young people are running the world in the future, I think the rest of us are going to be just fine. Today, both of our texts center around God's strength and God's care for all of us, and that might not seem like that interesting or revolutionary of a topic on its head, but I learned a lot from them this week, from our confirmation students, about what it means to find our beliefs in God. And I then thought about how relying on God and God's strength in tough times, such as the ones we're dealing with right now, allow us to trust God. We'll start with Psalm 84. I'm struck by what my study Bible reminds us about Psalm 84, saying that there is a place in the temple of worship for every living being, from small birds to royalty. God offers all of us comfort and safety and belonging in God's house. This flies in the face of a lot of Christian rhetoric today, asserting that we have to believe the right things or act the right way in order to please God, in order to be worthy of being in God's house. And so often, the institutional church has used legalistic rhetoric to deny people access to something that was never theirs to decide, right? This psalm reminds us that our souls have this deep longing for inclusion in God's realm and God's embrace. As the psalmist exclaims rather dramatically, the psalmist says, "My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God." Sometimes I wonder if we ourselves might speak with the same kind of passion when we've been hurt by others in the church who have told us for one reason or the other that we don't belong and we're not good enough. When we've talked about belonging in confirmation class, our students have been keen to compare this to their own middle school and high school experiences. Not having the right clothes to fit in with the popular crowd, for example, or wearing Firks, fake Birkenstock shoes, I've learned, instead of real ones. But we believe in a God that doesn't care about the superfluous kinds of ways that we try to put each other in boxes in our society. And that kind of love is surely, say it with me, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But what about when we're having the hardest times in our lives and even reaching the end? Our second passage helps with that. In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul writes to his beloved son, Timothy, while he's in prison for sharing God's word. Just like Jesus is punished for the countercultural ways that he shared God's new covenant, Paul, as one of Jesus' first disciples after his death, is experiencing those kinds of consequences as well. But the commentator from my study Bible reminds us that Paul's testimony isn't about avoiding hardship. It's about courage and calling. This frames Christian perspective and perseverance not as stoicism, but as purpose-filled endurance sustained by faith. Paul says in verses 6-7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. We may not be this close to death like Paul, but Paul reminds us of the importance of keeping the legacy of our faith alive and leaning on the ways that God has given us strength. Later on in the passage, Paul talks about the ways that his fellow humans have failed to come to his aid in times of trouble, but God never let him go. But that leads to the big question. Why does relying on God's strength matter if we're still going to go through hard times anyway? The truth is that God never promises us an easy life. God tells us over and over that we might be persecuted for what we believe. For example, we are one of the more open-hearted churches in town, and we sometimes get into trouble for that, as you're probably well aware. But when we do these things, when we practice our own discipleship through the difficult times, we are living in the spirit of Paul's testimony. We're fighting the good fight. We're doing what we believe is right in spite of the criticism that we might receive. I think we have the opportunity to exemplify that today through our trick-or-treating for Reach Waupun that our Sunday school is doing this week. To get off our buns, which one of our confirmands likes to spell with a Z for some reason, and stop lazily eating sun chips and carving pumpkins and actually do something good for our community. We can show our community that there is hope even when it doesn't always feel like it. I think I got all their words. There are a couple things I want us to think about as we enter into a new week. There are many ways that we have relied on God's strength as times have been difficult for us. You've told me stories in your own lives about how that has happened. That's the first thing that I want you to think about. How have you relied on God for strength in difficult times? And the second is like it. How will you share that story with someone in need of it? There are so many people who are struggling in this world. And as I said earlier, our church's work for our local community this week is one such example. But there are all sorts of reasons why people are struggling. As the government shutdown continues to go on, federal workers aren't getting paid, and essential functions of our government aren't getting done. This makes the work that our local food pantry does and the work of other community organizations that much more important. If the people we know and love lose their SNAP benefits, for example, lots of people might start to feel like Paul felt when other people didn't come to his aid. But somehow God has always provided, and God always will. And we have to remember that that's not just divine intervention. Sometimes God provides through us, right? So maybe that's something we should think about. Those are the kinds of things that we keep trying to instill in our confirmation students. They have incredible mentors, each of whom have important stories to share about how their own faith has been tested. I hope they'll find opportunities to share them and that the confirmands are able to use those as examples as they continue to grow and persevere in their own faith. Because the reality is that faith is always a journey. The journey is rarely easy, and the journey takes our whole lives. So together, let's find ways to not only rely on God's strength for ourselves, but tell the story of how God's strength has changed our lives and maybe even saved our lives. May it be so. Amen. Our next hymn is number 473, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Now comes the time where we share joys and concerns with one another, but let's take a few moments of silent prayer to think of those people and situations that need our love today. Amen. So what joys and concerns do we have to share today?
Anything you want to share, Dan, or not?
Just asking prayers for my sister who is battling pneumonia again.
And remind me your sister's name? Donna. For Donna, God, a new mercy. Anything else today? Okay. Then let us be in a spirit of prayer. God in your grace and love, you remind us of your strength when times are difficult. You remind us that even in the difficult times in our lives, that you are always with us. You remind us that there are so many ways that your love surrounds us. And yet we know there are still troubling times. We know that people are struggling here in our community and abroad. For those dealing with chronic illness, for those dealing with cancer, difficult medical news, for those facing uncertainty because they don't have a place to lay their head, they don't have enough to eat. They're discriminated against for all sorts of reasons. They face war and conflict and abuse, all sorts of difficult things, scary things. Remind all of those people who struggle that you are with them, even when it seems like others aren't. And help us be your hands and feet to give people hope, to give people a fierce reminder of your love, that we may work for justice, that we may make the world more aligned to your will, O God. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who turned tables, worked for justice, and who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. If you'd like to make a gift today in the offering plate, our ushers will be coming around. And if you'd prefer, you may also give online at uccwaupun.net and clicking on the word donate. But however you give, may you remember that this gift is not only for the ministries of this church, but also for the ministries of the Church Universal. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we give you these gifts as symbols of our lives. Receive them with love, bless them with grace, and use them according to your will. You have poured your Holy Spirit into us. Now pour us out into the world as the embodiment of your love. We pray as we serve, in the name and the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 496, leaning on the everlasting arms. My friends, receive these words of benediction. As you go, remember that God goes with you. God is with you. God's strength is with you, no matter what happens. May you go from this place and share that truth with somebody else who needs it. The world is hurting, but you have so much to give. The world needs your light and your love to make it better. So go now with God, the provider and your strength, with Jesus, your Redeemer and your friend, and the Holy Spirit, who is in and among and around you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.